You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, and honestly, not too happy to be here with you once again, if I'm being quite honest, because official report coming out from the Buffalo Bills, cornerback Tre'Davious White suffered a torn ACL in last night's game. He underwent an MRI this morning, and he will miss the remainder of the 2021 season. Obviously, if you were watching the game on Thanksgiving night and you saw White go off the field with the injury, you saw the playback of his reaction on the sideline, you certainly knew it was nothing good. With that being said, right, I think in many ways there were fans hoping for a sprained MCL, which would be a few weeks where he would be out. And now when you talk about a torn ACL, certainly a much more difficult recovery and what that means for the Buffalo Bills for the remainder of this season. It's one thing, right? You can talk about the team and what that's going to mean for the Bills throughout the rest of the 2021 season. And that's fine, right? You've got a team with Super Bowl aspirations and what that can mean to a fan base. But I think for so many of us, you look at Tre'Davious White and the player that he is, and it's you put almost that Super Bowl talk to the side right now, right? I mean, with so much of it, it's like, okay, that is one thing that they will figure out. Whether it's Dane Jackson, our Matt Rich Warren and our Slack channel even said, like, I wonder if Tremont Johnson will be looked at to play some outside corner. But this is more around Tre'Davious White, right? I mean, a guy that I consider the heart and soul of the Buffalo Bills. When you talk about where this team was coming into the 2017 offseason and him being that first round pick of Sean McDermott in that new regime and what he has meant to this team, really being a Pro Bowl player from the time that he got to Buffalo and all pro so much, it is crushing. It is crushing to say the least. And again, you talk about someone, the play is fantastic. His play on the field goes without being said. Tre'Davious White is one of those guys that is just one of your favorite players, right? You see him having fun, whether it be on social media or in the community, loved by all of his teammates. And now there's this void to fill for the team. And again, I don't talk about on the field. I talk about for the team as a whole. Because when you talk about leaders of a team, right, we talk about after Kyle Williams retired and then Lorenzo Alexander retired. Obviously, this is not a retirement situation, but just that void of someone that is beloved, that is that vocal leader, that can do so much for the squad. And that's Tre'Davious White. Our Bruce Nolan, I think, put it fantastic, the tweet from him. Tre'Davious White is one of my favorite Bills players of all time. He plays my favorite position at a high level. His football IQ is outstanding, and his personality is an absolute boom to this team and fan base. Absolutely crushed for him. I don't know if there's a way to put it better than that, than what Bruce said right now. And honestly, I'm recording this as I'm getting the information in real time. So there's so much of this, right, that I'm just kind of going through it at this point that you just like, you're digesting it as it comes about. But with so much that I have just seen, you just look and you're just thinking to yourself, like, oh man, I mean, this is a franchise cornerback. And people say all the time, well, you can talk about depth. You can talk about what they should have done in free agency. You can talk about what they should have done in the draft. There is nothing that prepares you, right, for the loss of a player like Tre'Davious White. When you're an all-pro player, you don't just replace those guys. And Tre'Davious White is certainly that guy for the Buffalo Bills. And you just take a look at it and you just think back and it's just like, man, that is one that is just crushing, right? And you get the notification on your phone from the team, right? If you've got the Buffalo Bills app, it comes through and they share the news and there is the broken heart emoji. And I mean, it sounds silly, right? I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, here's the, you know, it's a game. It's this next man up, blah, blah, whatever cliche you want to have. Like, I'm not there with this one, man. I am not there with this one. Because Tre'Davious White is just one of those guys that you just, you look at, and again, he's a backbone of the franchise. And you look at so much of it. I mean, even watching that game last night, right? The game ends, and all you can think about is Tre'Davious White. Like, hey, it's fine. Allen played, you know, well in the second half. Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox, Ed Oliver was great. All of these things that took place, you know, you could feel good about. But there was just that piece of just waiting to see. You didn't know how long it was going to be, how long it was going to take. And here the Bills are in this spot. So now you go forward with it, right? It just, I mean, listen, the Bills had their work cut out for them at this point in the season. Being at 7-4, okay, you're in a playoff position, you can do this. But I'm not ready to talk about next man up yet. I'm not ready to talk about free agent options that can come in, or Teron Johnson going over and playing on the outside, or what Dane Jackson can look like and all those things. I just can't do it right now. And I'm still digesting this, like I think many of you are. And that's the spot that it's at. Unfortunately, right, it is just confirming what many of us thought was the situation last night. Right? I mean, we thought this was probably, like, you know, worst case scenario. If it can be the worst case scenario, it is. And here we are. So I realize I'm rambling here for just a bit. When you go through, like I said, that those comments from Bruce Nolan, right? You just look at it and you talk about that guy. You talk about being a fan favorite, and it's not just a fan favorite in what he is today or what he is as a player, but you think of what he meant to the franchise coming in as that first round pick in 2017, where everyone had just written the Bills off. And now we're at this point. So the Bills sit at 7-4. A lot of questions at this time before they end up playing the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football coming up in just over a week. But in reality, right, just your heart goes out to Tre'Davious White because you just know how much he loves this game. And you saw it on his face during the game on Thursday night and just what that means. So, listen, I'm going to stop rambling for now. I just wanted to jump on and share my thoughts with you guys. Thank you for listening to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, all of our podcasts here. Probably should have said this before. I hope you and yours had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Everyone was safe and healthy and happy. And again, right, a bit of an uphill battle right now for the Buffalo Bills with the injury to Tre'Davious White. So keep it locked to BuffaloRumblings.com for all the latest information and any updates that might come to the roster moving forward. So I'm going to get out of here. Albeit this is a little bit of a mundane, but I end every podcast with it. So I'm not going to change even when it's not the greatest news. But thank you guys for listening. And as always, go Bills.